T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And Crowder Show.
Boca represent.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in to bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that be bringing along.
I'm locked in to the Hopman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options, I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes, I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone, I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hockman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
That's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
I'm the token boy.
That bunny, da-da-ya-ya-ya-ya-da-da-da-da.
Right. Everybody's getting injured today. Everybody all right?
I'm good.
I told Jimmy. I said, Jimmy, don't mess around today, man. Everybody's going down today.
I'm scared to talk.
Don't mess around. Everybody's getting injured today. Entire playoffs are up in the air right now. Going to get to all this. We've got your code word. Give you a chance to win $1,000. Start the show here. We'll talk some Tua today. Talk some Dolphins mini camp. Actually going to go into the archives today if we get a chance. We've been talking about camp so much the last couple of days with mini camp. I kind of want to hear Solana's sleepaway camp story again. and there's another thing that I want to dip into the archives later today if we can. So today should be a loaded potato of a program. We are giving you a chance to win $1,000 at the top of every hour. And since it's 2:02, I'll do it right now. $1,000 for you to spend wherever you want. This hour's word is concert. Concert. Text the word concert to 72881, and you're entered in the contest. Just might win $1,000. See, there's a concert.
Uh-huh.
And this is a contest.
Oh, that first syllable. I got you. I got that first syllable.
Or somebody could have a concerted effort in a contested situation. But neither of those words are applicable to this. The only word you need to know is concert, and you need to text it to 72881. You could be $1,000 richer. It is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. It's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Thanks to Kevin Durant, our gambling emergency is over.
Like, he shut us up. Are we allowed to talk?
Oh, did he shut us up?
I was watching that game, and I was like, yeah.
Oh, did he shut us up?
I wanted to email him. Sorry.
If there was any doubt, because I was watching that game with my son on the couch. We kept jumping off the couch, and it's just because he's so versatile.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if he's knocking down a three. Doesn't matter if he's driving the lane, making a bucket, and getting fouled. That dude, we said it yesterday. Someone's got to take over that game, Giannis or KD. And we said it'll be easier for KD if James Harden is out there. It wasn't. James Harden was out there almost the entire game, didn't do anything. But, yeah, KD, I mean, good God, man, that guy put the team on his back with a significant deficit and said, get on me, fellas.
I got you.
I got it.
And yesterday we said he has to be the best player on the court.
And he was.
I would say right now, after that performance, 49-17-10?
Ridiculous.
The best performer right now. That was the best playoff performance I've seen.
Without question. Without question.
So he's the best in the entire playoffs right now with that performance last night.
I believe so. And then speaking of the playoffs, Solana will have it in the headlines here, but Chris Paul obviously is in the COVID protocol we heard today. But then I read from Jalen Rose, that Chris Paul has been vaccinated. So he doesn't expect him to be out very long. Like, you could be vaccinated, still test positive, and there's no outward symptoms, and it just, I mean, that it does what the vaccine does.
Maybe they can get Cliff Paul with the little mustache.
Maybe they can get Alfonso Rivera.
Just on my side, I think Cliff and Chris, I don't know, they might play very similar.
And then we know Kawhi is now probably done. It looks like ACL. Yeah. And so, as Solana texted us earlier today, Kawhi and Solana, strong 2022 comebacks on the horizon. I texted Leroy Horde. I said, who do you think will take Kawhi Leonard to make a duty? You know, the way that Solana's mom has been taking him for 2 weeks now. Leroy Horde responded, a model, definitely not his mom.
Yeah, different lives, Solana, different lives.
All right, so let's bring in Solana here. We'll get headlines for the 2 o'clock hour on what today will be a loaded potato with Dolphins minicamp and all this NBA hoo-ha and a couple of Into the Archives that I want to get to. We should have a loaded potato. So let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana, who also is suffering with an ACL, according to Adrian Wojnarowski.
Yeah, no, I want Leroy Horde to tell Kawhi Leonard over the phone that he's soft. That's what I want Leroy Horde to do.
I don't believe he was saying that you were soft because you tore your ACL. He was saying you were soft because your mommy was taking you to make a duty.
Oh, huh. Okay.
You hear what you want to. I tore my ACL 4 times. He didn't call me soft.
Right, because when you had to go to the bathroom, you went to the bathroom.
Yeah. I can make it to the toilet. There's only so many things that ain't going to let me make it to the toilet. ACL's not one of them.
The sports update is brought to you by Local 10 News on WSFL TV 39 from 10 to 11 p.m. Get the same Local 10 News you know and trust 1 hour earlier. Tune in tonight on WSFL TV 39. Hawk, you're right, man. Like, it almost seems like KD's 49-17-10, historic 49-17-10 last night, is like old news because of everything that was happening this
it's
morning.
It's crazy what happened this morning. It's crazy. It was like every time I'd refresh my Twitter feed, someone else was hurt, someone was fired. I didn't know what was happening anymore.
So here, I'll just run through it.
That's
quickly.
Why when Jimmy got here this afternoon, I hugged him. I said, the hell with COVID protocols. Jimmy, everything's all right? You're feeling all right?
I feel good.
All right, there you go. Mm-hmm. He's feeling good, so put it up on the scroll.
I haven't got a hug yet.
I'm not as worried about you. I mean, I'm worried about the real glue pieces for the show.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you. I'm a Jimmy fan.
Kawhi Leonard out indefinitely with a knee injury. The Clippers fear now, per a Shams Charania of The Athletic tweet. He is suffering an ACL injury. And then, as Hawk mentioned, Chris Paul sidelined indefinitely, entering health and safety protocols. Plus, we had Stan Van Gundy, just after one season with the Pelicans, out. He is no longer head coach in New Orleans. And Scott Brooks, he's been in Washington now as the head coach for a couple seasons. He could not come to new terms with his contract along with Washington. So he's out as head coach of the Wizards as well.
You know, I would say this about Stan Van Gundy. He had a roster there in New Orleans. Like, at the very least. No, stop
he
that.
He had a roster?
Yes.
He just got rid of AD and had a big fat boy, Zion.
Stop.
He did not have a great roster.
Boy. Stop
he
it.
He did not have
I didn't
a great
say,
roster.
I didn't say a great roster. He had a roster, though. It was not garbage. At the very least, that team has to be in a play-in game. Zion Williamson cannot go his NBA career without at least making it to a play-in game. sheer off his sheer talent alone. You know what I mean? Like, and he had a couple pieces around him too. So I don't like they underperformed, and you're not gonna get rid of Zion.
No.
So
no,
you're gonna get rid of SVG. I totally understand it. I think they should be, you know, in the top eight in the West, but at least to a play-in game. And they didn't. I mean, that to me is such a massive underperformance that I understand it.
Oh, no. Now I'm looking at it. Steven Adams, Lonzo Ball, Eric Bledsoe, Brandon Ingram, the little All-star fat boy. Yes. He should at least made it to a play-in game.
At the very least.
I'm with you there.
At the very least.
You bring up Zion first. That's not where it's at.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, as we said, this is a perfect time to talk about it. 49, 17, and 10. Zion will never do that in his life.
Oh,
Zion will
that.
Never
you can
do
say that at for a year and a half?
You're telling me Zion can go 40, 15, and 10?
When he
no
needs
chance.
To. When he needs to, he will. I'll go back and look at Kevin Durant when he start where he started, Oklahoma City.
Yes.
Go back and look at year one and a half. And see if you would have thought you were going to see what you saw last night from Kevin Durant. Because you wouldn't have.
No, we knew Kevin Durant was a top three player in this league.
And Zion Williamson will be as well.
He's not a top three. Oh, my goodness. He can't shoot.
Neither can Giannis. He's the MVP.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Neither can Ben Simmons, by the way.
You know what?
That'll bring up Ben Simmons. Yeah, Ben Simmons. You know what? Zion is Ben Simmons.
No, stop it.
Zion is Ben Simmons.
Stop it. I mean,
how is Zion not Ben Simmons?
Are you joking?
They both have to dunk to score.
Are you joking?
Neither of them can shoot.
No, did you see? Have you seen some of the numbers that Zion put up this year? I can't do it right now because he didn't even make it to a play-in game.
Yeah.
But he can take over a game the way that Ben Simmons cannot. And Ben Simmons,
he can take over games and can't even get to the playoffs.
And that was Stan Van Gundy's fault, and they're correcting that. They fired him. This Ben Simmons is annoying me because he's never smiling. He never has fun. This guy looks like he is being tortured every time he's out there on a basketball court.
Simmons,
he's not being tortured. We're being tortured having to watch him.
Zion's only happy when he has a beignet.
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Hey, Crowder, Zion finished 27 points per game this season, 7 total rebounds, and just shy of 4 assists. 27-7.
So he's probably
four.
Just 27-7-4.
Based on that, 27-7-4
is my high school numbers.
Oh, what are you talking about? You're talking about your grades? He got a 27, a 7, and a 4.
Come on,
27-7-4 in his first year and a half, right? Because the first year didn't count. So that was essentially his rookie season. So his rookie season, 27-7-4, I'm going to tell you this. He's going to end up with more triple-doubles than Russell Westbrook. What else you got, Solana?
What you got there now? What you got there now?
Just a quick update. We all know what KD did last night. 49-17-10. Steve Nash, he's saying Kyrie is out for game 6 as the series moves back to Milwaukee. James Harden will play, though.
Now, so, I mean, did he play last night? He played. But did he play?
He was out there.
He was out there.
Played defense against Giannis.
At the end he did play a little defense against Giannis. I mean, but that was more on Giannis than it was on James Harden's defense. I don't know what Giannis was doing on that turnaround there at the end that they really needed. Like, he's got James Harden who's hobbled out there, and he's doing some weird fadeaway turnaround.
Double like spin move, fadeaway, like, baseline. Like, that was
what's
the dumbest,
happening
that
there.
Was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Tonight in the NBA.
Not that I cared, because we had Brooklyn, and I was happy to get off the schneid. So,
Game 5, it's Hawks, Sixers in Philadelphia, Philly 7-point favorite at home tonight. And then at 10 p.m., it's Game 5, Jazz Clippers. So we know no Kawhi Leonard. Also, Mike Conley, he's out tonight as he re-aggravated his hamstring injury. 10 p.m. tip-off from Utah. The Jazz are 7.5-point favorites tonight at home.
Yeah, that I would lay that too.
Yeah,
I would. I just think, I mean, that's going to be it for the Clippers.
Oh,
emotionally and talent wise, that's it. They're done.
Psychologically, emotionally, like oh, Kawhi is done?
Like, done?
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
Like, when you hear, oh, knee sprain, you go, okay, we'll get through this game. And then it's like, well, it might be ACL. It's like, yeah. It's like that meme, the guy crying.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, yeah, I would lay those points. All right, anything else, Solana?
Yeah, Los Marlins, they're looking to avoid getting swept in St. Louis. It's the third game of the series. Started at 1:10 p.m., fourth inning, top of the fourth inning, or excuse me, bottom of the fourth inning, just getting underway. Yeah, Sandy Alcantara has given up 3 hits, no runs, though. 0-0 score, bottom of the fourth inning. No outs. Your weather from the DeMesmond and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Today, Dolphins mini camp. They were able to get some reps in outside, but then the downpour came through Davie. They had to go into the bubble. As for the rest of South Florida, there are spotted showers, mostly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s.
Tuan Russell, speaking of minicamp, Tuan Russell is going to join us in the next segment. Just curious what he has to say about how important or non-important minicamp is, because, you know, people were crazed yesterday that Tua threw 5 INTs. Today, they looked a little better. So we'll talk with Tuan Russell here in a moment. And then later on today, we'll talk with Clay Ferrero about minicamp. We'll have plenty of basketball talk as well. We will debate Zion Williamson from 4 till 6 o'clock, probably go over a little bit, flop into whatever shows after us, debating the merits of Zion Williamson. So a lot to get to today.
If Zion gets on your roof, you got to call J&K Roofing. He's going to break all the shingles, I'm telling you.
All right, talk a little Dolphins mini camp next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
The only fat one is Zion Williamson.
Hock and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tuan Russell, he plays 7 seasons in the NFL, 3 of them with the Dolphins. His story is so great down here for people that don't really know it. You know, he grew up in South Florida, played college football at the University of Miami, and then goes on to an NFL career, and 3 of those seasons are with the Dolphins. And then he comes back, and he's so charitable, and he's got the Russell Education Foundation. And now he's the athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas, which is, I mean, this is a true South Florida success story.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that he doesn't have his picadillos. He's got a koi pond. If you're going to bring alcohol to his house for a party, you have to check it in 3 days early.
Yeah,
like, he's got some weird picadillos, but we love you anyway, Tuan.
Oh, man.
I was trying to figure out what a picadillo was. I tried to Google it.
Context clues, you got it. You got it after I announced what your picadillos were. You got it.
Hey, Crowder, how many times you heard picadillo in your life before you got on this show?
Zero. Nobody uses these words.
Idiosyncrasies. Idiosyncrasies. How about that?
Idiosyncrasies. I can ride with that one. That's in the dictionary.
I just thought I was working with a UM student, you know. Usually I dumb it down for Crowder. I didn't think I had to for you.
I don't think this is about intelligence. I think there's a cultural issue here. I think in my neighborhood, if I walk down the street and said picadillo, I may not make it back home. So I'm just saying.
They're going to beat you up, Tom.
You go ask Randy. Call Randy. Text Randy Crowder and ask your dad if he used picadillos when it comes to someone's idiosyncrasies.
Absolutely.
I'll put that on my tacos all the time. Yeah, Chan. Love tomatoes.
That go right next to jalapenos, right?
Picadillo. That's funny. So Tua threw five interceptions yesterday. Looked better today. But threw five interceptions yesterday, Tuan. But you've been through NFL mini camps before, and they were probably tougher than they are nowadays. You put any stock in what you see at an NFL mini camp?
Not at all. First of all, you're in shorts. There's no, you know, people are able to do things that you can't do in real life. And I don't have a problem with what happened yesterday, and I'll tell you why. Where else would you gauge what you can do and what you can't do? I mean, he took chances yesterday. He was throwing the ball and saying, okay, can I fit it in this window? Do I have the confidence to do it? You know, I bet you Brett Favre did it all the time. But the difference is, back when he was doing it early on in his career, we didn't have cameras at minicamps. No one saw it. I mean, the greats have been here. The greats have done it. But the only place you can find out if you can fit those balls into small windows is in practice. So he's trying to get some of the best corners in the National Football League. And, you know, he wanted to be aggressive. He wanted to see what he can do down the field. So I don't really have a problem with it. I mean, if you tell me this happened during training camp and in the games and this was a repetitive thing that happened over and over and over, I would be concerned. But for him to go into a practice and intentionally say, hey, you know what, I'm going to try these guys. I'm going to see what I can do. I want to see what my arm strength can handle. I don't have a problem with that.
Antoine, one more thing, too, that I was trying to explain yesterday, that these practices, especially this time of year, they're scripted. The coaches sit down before the practice and say, hey, we want to see our offense against cover four. The defense will say, hey, we want to blitz, you know, we want to blitz against crossing routes. Like, can you explain more to the people that what scripted means in a practice?
What scripted means a lot of times is, you know, the offense may say, hey, we want to put ourselves in the worst case scenario. If we're throwing deep down the field, hey, let's play cover four against us. Let's play a deep coverage, something that we wouldn't normally throw a deep coverage in, to see if we can handle, to see if our wide receivers will adjust, to see if our quarterback can throw into those small windows, so we can understand where our limits stop. Because a lot of times as an offense, the greatest offenses understand where their limits stop and start. And if you understand that, you can call plays for the right situation and for the right scenario. And we have no idea, did the offense go and say, hey, we are running these routes? I mean, sometimes they go as far as to tell the defense exactly what they're doing to force the offense to make plays in tough situations. Because then when you do that, you make yourself better. And people over-exaggerate some of these practices. They're mini camps. I mean, they're mini for a reason. They're small. It's just a small window, a little caption of what he's trying to do. And we can't make this more than what it was. It's just a practice, and he's trying to make a play.
All right, so interceptions aside and today's touchdown passes aside, you feel good about Tua and the Dolphins heading into year two?
Man, I'm excited about the Dolphins. I mean, when you look at what they did in the offseason, what they did in the draft, I think they're setting themselves up for this is the real breakout year. I think, you know, I actually believe they're probably a year ahead of where they thought they would be. And they've been very strategic in bringing in the right fit. Now you're starting to see them, bring guys back like Baker. Like, you're going to see, I think, in the next couple of years, some of those pieces that are going to be mainstays for the team, they're going to start being able to give those guys some money and keep them long-term. And that's where you're going to see the Dolphins take that next step, where they start locking in some of their long-term players and guys that can play. Not guys who we think we can play, not guys that we acquire from somebody else, guys that we've drafted, guys that are homegrown. And I'm super excited about the Dolphins. Now, I tell people all the time, I am biased. I'm from here. I played there. I worked there up in, for a couple more days. And for me, I am biased. But I truly believe it, though. I mean, when was the last time you saw the Dolphins highlights on ESPN, on NFL Network? Every time I turn the television on, someone's talking about the Dolphins. It's not just us. People are excited about what Brian Flores has done. And I think we're going to represent and be everything that he wants us to be. And I think we're doing it a year early. And don't be surprised now. We're knocking on people's door. And, you know what happens when we win five or six games straight. Everybody start jumping up and down. Super Bowl, Super Bowl. Don't be surprised early on. You see us make a run. And people start mentioning us as one of the top teams in the National Football League.
Doesn't it kind of speak to the excitement down here about the Dolphins? The fact that you couldn't escape Tua talk yesterday, as silly as it was, minicamp day one in a monsoon, he throws five picks, and there's all this chatter from our radio show to Twitter, social media. But to me, doesn't that speak to the excitement about the team?
Absolutely. I mean, We are on a national stage now. People used to ask, hey, who are the stars of the Dolphins? Well, we have stars on the Dolphins football team. You're starting to hear about it. People are excited about what Tua is going to be. And the reason that people are talking about Tua so much, they know if Tua plays well this year, that we have a chance to accomplish all the goals that we want to accomplish as an organization. And that's why we're on every talk show, because we're very intriguing. Because when you look at our defense easily can be argued that we're a top five defense in the National Football League. When you look at our special teams, we're probably top, in my opinion, top three special teams in the National Football League. So if our offense can get into the top 10, man, I'm going to tell you right now, people have to play football when they come to South Florida. Now they have to really worry about the heat. Now they got to worry about somebody hitting them across the jaw when they're trying to get to the quarterback. So it's really going to be we're really going to be an intense team, because we're playing that way. We're the physicality that we play with, the smartness that we play. We have all those intangibles. Once Tua proves to the world what he can do, then we're going to show the National Football League who the Miami Dolphins is. And I think that we're going to have a great opportunity this year to go pretty far.
And, Twan, you talk about that top five defense, man. And I know the story yesterday was Tua throwing five picks. And like you say, I'm with you on the OTAs, minicamps, what does it matter? But with Xavien Howard, because you said top five defense. With Xavien Howard, he's our best defensive player on that top five defense. Do you have a problem with him holding out with 4 years left on his deal, Twan? Because we were talking about it yesterday. He's the sixth highest paid corner in the league. The guys, the five in front of him, had eight interceptions combined last season. He had 10 by himself, and there's five guys paid higher than him. Do you see any problem with Xavien Howard wanting to get paid more with 4 years left on his deal?
I mean, it's a tough situation for the Dolphins, and I think because they have great respect for Xavier. When they look at Xavier, he's the type of guy that embodies who they want to be and who they are. And Xavier's in a tough spot because he's like, as a player, you don't want to leave any money on the table. You can only have so many years. And right now, he's arguably first or second, cornerback in the National Football League. And he's saying he wants to be paid like he's a first or second cornerback in the National Football League. I understand why he's doing it. It's a challenge that the team has to deal with. But I think they're going to make the right decision. I think they're going to be in communication with him because there's a lot of mutual respect there. I don't think there's a lot of animosity there. I think there's love on both sides, but I think both sides just need to meet somewhere closer to that, top four guy if they can get there. If not, at the end of the day, the Dolphins hold the cards in that situation, but I think Xavier's like, hey, I've even outplayed what I did before, and you're going to have, pundits throughout the country say, well, he signed a contract. He just signed it last year. He need to ride it out. So you're going to have both sides of it. And I understand it from both sides, but it's a challenge because he embodies who we want to be. And I think the Dolphins are going to figure out a way to make sure he walks out of this feeling good about the scenario.
Twan Russell, you mentioned a couple more days in an official capacity with the Miami Dolphins. That's because I'm guessing you're extremely busy with your new job as athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas. How is it going? We talked to you, right after the announcement was made, and now you've been able to, lay your bags down in the office and get to work? What's it like being the AD?
It's pretty awesome. I mean, you know, people keep asking, oh, you get to replace Coach Smith. No one replaces Coach Smith. I want to make sure everyone understands that. I walk around and just hold his cape. I get to stand in his shadow. I get to hold up his cape. You know, I just watch him do what he does. But, no, it's been great. You know, to be able to work with the different sports. You know, just today I had our state champion basketball team that came into the office, and we were just kind of talking shop, and they were telling me about the journey of what it felt like, you know, to be able to start the season and finish with a state championship, and to be able to explain to them, like, hey, I've been there, and to have that camaraderie with them. It was amazing. Like, you don't get to do that in your life. And then them to share with me, hey, here are some things that we want to do as a group. And you see how brilliant athletes are and see how brilliant our high school students are, and to be able to be a part of that process, that maturation process, to help them be great women, great men. I'm excited about it. I think, you know, I can sit at a table and talk to a 16-year-old person and then talk to their 40-year-old parent and be able to connect the dots sometimes. Because, you know, there's challenges that happen in all situations, but to be able to connect the dots there and then also find resources and to make sure that we provide the best education, you know, the best sports opportunities for our athletes at St. Thomas. So it's been cool. It's been cool to kind of dive in it. It's been a couple of weeks that I'm here and kind of walking around and making decisions. So it's been great.
Twan, it's big time, bro. That's St. Thomas Aquinas AD. Man, you have a refrigerator in the office, maybe a fold-out couch for naps, some snack drawer, something.
This is real. This is good questions, yeah. Because that's a high-profile job for prep sports in South Florida.
So if I said all of the above, would that exceed your expectations?
Oh, you got a fold-out couch for naps?
Koi pond?
No.
You have a koi pond in your office?
I do not have a fold-out couch. That I do not have.
Oh, man.
Honestly, it's awful.
Refrigerator, yes.
You got a refrigerator?
Little mini fridge?
I got a refrigerator. I got two.
Two? Oh,
they're
my
not
goodness.
Mine. They're not mine. They're for staff. Like, when coaches come in, you know, you got water. You got one for water, and you got one for the snacks. That's the only way you get the coaches in. You know, like.
So what do you do? You're doing Nick Saban style? You're storing Little Debbie snacks in there?
No Debbie snacks, but we got, you know, we always keep the, you know, I'm not going to tell you my secrets.
I want to know what's in there.
Copy me.
I want to know what's in there. Is it junk?
Hold on. I'm going to open the door. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to open the door right now. Okay. Let's see.
Funky Buddha, IPA. Right, so,
He's a high school athletic director.
We don't have anything like that in here. So I got some Troy's barbecue. I got a thing of Troy's barbecue. Then I have, I got some waters. I got a bunch of sodas. Some of the ladies have these, what do you call them, sparkling waters in here. Mm-hmm. And then I have a whole bunch of snacks. So I got Snicker bars, Three Musketeers.
Full size?
No, they're the mini ones. The mini ones.
Really? I would figure St. Thomas would go full size on the candy bars, you know?
No, yeah. You buy the snack bag. You buy the snack bag and, you know, the variety snack bag. I buy that myself. I can't use St. Thomas money for that.
For the snacks? That seems like that would be communal. That seems perfectly suited for petty cash.
We can't do anything to take away from the books and the computers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, fair enough. I'm not going to argue that. So Snickers and Three Musketeers and some water. So what kind of sodas you got there? You got the cheap ones? You got like Czech Cola or, you know?
Not at all.
All right, I'm just you got that Kirkland Cola? Kirkland Cola?
No, Kirkland. We don't play the Kirkland now. if you're going to do Kirkland, you got to do Kirkland on your own time in your private situation. And you can't even put it in the public refrigerator. If you're going to have Kirkland, it needs to be outside in the garage where only you can drink the stuff you want. But if you put it in the house where somebody else can grab it, got to be Coca-Cola or Sprite. It can't just be the Kirkland.
Well, I'm with you there on spending money, Twan, because do you need a defensive consultant, linebacker coach? Just what's the budget there for a defensive consultant?
They spend it all on the snacks.
For you, Crowder, on Thursday, I have a 1 o'clock available. I have a 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. available. If we need to go to the week of the 21st, I'll open up my calendar for you now.
You say tomorrow at 10 a.m., that's what you say?
Used to be,
I'm going to tell you, we already have a defensive coordinator, so you'll be assisting him.
I know, yeah. I want to be consultant because a consultant makes more money than an assistant.
And does it from home.
Our D coordinator, he's going to have to approve on that situation. I'm not going to make any decision for him. He got Hall of Fame in front of his name.
Is that JT?
Yes, sir.
Man, I whoop JT's ass.
You don't sound like a good assistant at all. What a terrible assistant. You just failed the interview.
Crowder, I love you. I love you, bro. I'm going to put my money on JT all
Woo!
Day.
What? There we go.
JT's still working out and training. He still can run out. He goes out there and run with the kids. You come over here if you want to. JT will walk you out on your fingers.
Quan, we fighting in the closet. We ain't doing all that cardio. We fighting in the closet. I'm going to bite him. I'm going to do everything else.
So you think without equivocation, Twan, Jason Taylor takes Crowder in a fight?
I think the first two rounds going to be close, but that third round, JT going to separate him.
See, Twan, you talking about rounds. I'm talking about street fight. I'm talking about eye gouging. I'm talking about putting my middle finger and my ring finger in his throat and dragging around by his bottom jaw.
Well, I've seen him do it on Sundays. I have not seen him do it in real life. I've heard you talk about it. I'm still going with JT.
I'm 72-3. My record is 72-3, and two of the losses.
Who the three?
Two of the losses were to my older sisters who whooped me when I was a kid. And then it was a dude, his name was Jodon Jordan, and I punched him in his mouth as hard as I can, Twan, and he wiped the blood away and said, come on. So I ran and jumped in the back of my Diamante and hid from him in the parking lot.
You said you're Diamante?
I had a Mitsubishi Diamante.
Oh, wait, you could drive when you got in this fight and ran?
Yeah. I was about 17.
Well, I'm going to put it to you this way. Was anybody you fought a Hall of Famer?
No, but JT got a little bird chest.
How about funny nipples. How about in Oklahoma drills? Crowder and JT in Oklahoma drills. Who walks out of there in pain?
Well, I mean, first of all, you need one more person for the Oklahoma. You need two more people for the Oklahoma drill. Oklahoma drill, JT. Oh, I mean, I'm still going with JT.
Twan!
First of all, his voice ain't never going to be that high.
It's a man on his staff, Crowder. This man is on his staff. You know he's going to back up his staff.
I was just trying to get on his staff a second ago, and he told me I have to interview
him. No, he's going to. Hey, Twan's a different guy. I used to text him, hey, you want to come on the show? Now I text him, he goes, check with my people, and I'll see if I've got free time. You know, he's got two refrigerators in the office.
Wait, Crowder, you sure you haven't gotten too bougie? Because every time I turn the internet, you seem to be breaking it on your show.
Yes, and I'm still talking about slapping people, Twan. Even with fame, I'm talking about slapping people. JT is the competition.
The only people you trying to slap are you trying to make sure they don't fight on the show between Ocho and Brandon.
Brandon Marshall. Yeah.
Okay, tell the truth. Behind the scenes, they want to fight, don't it?
Yeah. They have a lot of arguments. but just think about this concept, Twan. Two dudes is trying to fight. It's another dude that can stop them from fighting. Who's the baddest man in that scenario?
That's true.
It's the security guard who is me. Ocho don't want to see me. Brandon don't want to see me. Fred really don't want to see me. Nobody wants to see me.
I thought you were talking about Fred. When you said breaking the fight, I thought you were talking about Fred. I didn't realize you were talking about yourself.
Twan Russell is the athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas, but still a friend of the program. Did not forget where he came from.
There you go.
Always like that. Thank you for making time for us, Twan.
I appreciate it. You guys are wild.
You know that dude's going out to get some full-size candy bars after this.
I put an invoice in while we were talking.
I'm texting Aronde because I know American Heritage isn't doing little bite-sized bars. I guarantee you that.
They got the small ones.
Well, there's a reason why our staff looks one way and his staff looks another way. I mean, everybody in our staff can fit a 38 pants. I don't know about them.
OG ain't seen 38 since 9 years old.
Oh, all right. God.
All right. We'll see you, Twan.
All right, guys. Y'all take care.
There you go. Twan Russell, proud Hurricane, proud Dolphin, proud St. Thomas Aquinas athletic director.
That's
all
huge.
Right, that was fun. He is always enjoyable to talk to. We can never get enough of Tuan Russell.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm buttoning your shirt, Tuan.
Hawk and Crowder.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going to go into the archives here. This really is a great story. I've been telling Solon, I've been telling my son, like, hey, you get there, you don't like it, just call me. I mean, you don't have you don't have to fake anything. No, you don't like it. What do I care? He's got no ties to this camp.
No,
it's a job.
But you play out what you sign up for.
Nah, whatever. Have a good time in life. You don't have a good time, don't do what you're doing. I really am a firm believer in that. Like, you're not having a good time in life. Do something that'll make a good time.
My son did not like basketball. Mm-hmm. He played basketball one season. He just didn't enjoy it. He said, hey, I don't like basketball, Daddy. I love baseball. I love football. I don't like basketball. I said, I understand, but you started this season. You're going to finish this season.
I'm with that 100%. But there's a difference between going to a basketball game and a practice 1 hour a week and living in some hot cabin in Pennsylvania for 9 weeks with nothing but powdered eggs. Like, you know, it sounds great in the brochure and all.
He signed up for it. Make him finish it.
Anywho, my son is following in Solana's footsteps. Now, here's a couple of the differences. Solana was a camper, right? Well, we're going to hear this in the story, right, Solana? Yeah, we're going to hear this in the story.
Right.
So he's a camper, but my kid's going to be a counselor, and so they've got a lot more privileges than the campers do. So it may not be the same exact experience because there's a counselor's lounge where you can use your phone and your devices,
cool.
And you can order in Uber Eats if you want. And
so it's
not exactly – I mean, you're an employee. You're not a camper. But with all the talk about mini camp with the Dolphins yesterday and today and me leaving for Pennsylvania tomorrow for sleepaway camp – I could not help but be thinking about Solana's great story. This was at the end of a show one day. I don't even know how we stumbled into this, but Solana started telling us a story about his experience at sleepaway camp, and this is how it played out. Neither of you guys have ever lived in cold weather, have you?
Well,
Atlanta gets chilly.
Yeah, it gets cold a lot. You know, and it's not real cold, so we have the ice storms where you can't drive and people just run into each other all day. So yeah, any of Atlanta turned me off from cold.
But not like cold, like where I grew up in Chicago or New York City or Philadelphia. Like that, like, and Solana, have you ever experienced an elongated period of time in the cold?
Yeah, I mean, I did a sleepaway summer camp in the Poconos, and it was just freezing.
It was the summer.
Right, but you go to sleep, right, and it's hot, and then you wake up at 4 a.m. It's like 35 degrees. It's freezing.
Sleepaway camp,
a sleepaway summer camp in the Poconos.
Yeah, I actually only lasted 6 days at the sleepaway camp, and then I left.
What? What happened?
I hated it. It was awful.
Solana, don't tell me you called mommy and daddy
exactly
halfway
what
through.
Wait a second. Oh. They spent thousands of dollars to send you to the Poconos, obviously to learn how to perform on the borscht belt, but you go to the Poconos, and they... And so you're there 6 days. Was it like a sports camp? What? How old were you?
So this was a bar mitzvah gift. I had just turned 13. It was a month after my bar mitzvah. And it was presented to me and to my family and at my Hebrew school as a sports camp. So obviously I was all in.
Right.
I get there. And when I tell you sports was one of the last things we did all day, I mean, it was like wake up, go to prayer, And then, you know, like, it was a
oh, it was like a Jewish sleepaway camp?
It was a Jewish sleepaway camp, but they framed it.
Get out of there, man.
As a sports camp. We were playing, like, Frisbee. Like, Valera would have loved it. But, it was terrible. It was just terrible. I had to get out
of there. Oh, my God. Prayers at summer camp?
Yeah.
I'd be so praying to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
And the worst part was that they would let us go into, they had a huge river and a pool, and before you were allowed to use the river or the pool and just go swimming, right? Unattended, you had to do like a swimming test. I mean, I'm from Miami. I spent my whole life at the beach on a boat. They told me my swimming skills weren't good enough to be left unattended. So the first 4 days of swimming, I had to go to swimming classes.
What's worse than the unathletic Jew at the Jew sports camp? Like, you are bottom of the barrel, son.
And I've seen some pictures, Solana. Weren't you a heavy little kid?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they weren't feeding you enough matzo, were they? That's funny, man. Oh my God, that sounds yeah. I was never into summer camp, sleepaway camp. Like I always like going to like sports camp, the day camp. But a lot of Jewish kids do go to sleepaway camp in the Poconos and up in the New York area. But yeah, I didn't leave home till I came to University of Miami, and then I realized, ooh, I needed to get out of there. I'm not even going back. Like I was like, but 13. Yeah, I don't think I would have liked it either. So what happened? You call your parents, you call Deborah, and what do you say?
Well, no, there was no outside communication. They took away our phones, and this was in 2006. So I had a phone, but only for emergency purposes. I had to write my parents letters. That's how I was communicating.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, this ended up
you
being.
You couldn't go to the office and say, this is an emergency. I have to call my family. Well, I can't stay here.
I think what I wrote to my parents in one of the letters was a little drastic. So they called me into the office.
As you say drastic, I need a little elaboration on that.
Did you claim that you were going to hurt yourself?
I don't remember exactly, but.
Mom, I was standing on a cliff and I was thinking different thoughts. I just, yeah, come I mean, get
not,
me. I
mean, it's so unlike you to be overly dramatic and not thinking about the repercussions that may happen.
The head rabbi wanted me out of there more than I wanted to get out of there.
Hey. Get the little chubby kid in the back out of here. He's messing up everything.
Hey, we think that dude snuck bacon in.
Did you have bacon jerky?
Oh, my God. I've got to hear this story from your parents one day. This is... That is amazing. So 6 days, huh?
Yep, 6 days.
So, like, that has to be just a walk of shame when you're packing up your duffel bag.
The worst part is I have family. I've told you guys in Rochester, New York. It's about a 6-hour drive, I think, to the Poconos. I had my Aunt Mary from Rochester, New York, drive to the Poconos to pick me up.
To save you.
Yeah.
I gotta go, Auntie.
Oh, my God. That is unbelievably funny.
You're always an amazing person, huh, Solana?
Always, man. This dude. It's always been Solana's world, and we're just living in it. A great text. This segment is gold. Solana strikes again. OMG, LOL. Shecky Green. That's funny, man. Oh, goodness. I don't even know what I don't even remember what I was going to do this segment. How the hell did we just find that out now for the first time?
You threw up because it was so cold outside.
Oh, that's right. 6 days at sleepaway camp. So that was your only sleepaway camp experience?
Yep.
Hang on, you think they'll waste their money a second time? Hell no.
Who gave you that gift? A family member?
Yeah, I think it was like my entire, my close relatives pitched in my big bar mitzvah gift. Oh, I was so excited. You know, I dressed up all nice going, you get there, I'm sleeping in the woods. None of these kids are from South Florida. They all live in Ohio. And
right.
they're used to going to sleep at, you know, 7, 8 p.m., waking up at 5, 6 in the morning to really appreciate the sun and the day. And I was going to bed 4 or 5 a.m. playing video games. Like, I was eating cheeseburgers all night. Like, and I get there, and these kids are, like, building fires. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, where's the cleaning lady?
I snuck in my iPod. They stole it the second day. They came in with metal detectors. I mean, this was like...
Oh my God, this was not
what I was expecting.
What an awful time. Yeah, you were expecting glamping, and you got camping.
Right. Yeah. You were the worst camper ever. They had to metal detect you? Come on, man.
That is great. That is such a tremendous story. Somebody texts in, it keeps getting better. This segment is great the second time, too. There you go. A little trip into the archive since we were talking about camp. I absolutely wanted to hear that. That is gold.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What do we all feel about Greg Popovich's hair?
He looks homeless.
Hawk and Crowder.
Told you at the beginning of the show at 2 o'clock today, our gambling emergency is over. We had a victory last night. It was Brian Geltzeiler that really twisted our arm, I believe, into betting Brooklyn, getting the points last night.
Yep.
And we knew that it was going to be this battle of KD and Giannis. And after the first quarter, I was cursing on my couch, and I was like, I cannot believe this losing streak of gambling is going to continue. And somehow, I shouldn't say somehow, KD did what KD can do.
Yes.
Dude was jaw-droppingly good.
It was stupid.
One of the best postseason performances you will ever see. So,
and by the best this season by far, maybe of all time. You're right. I haven't seen nobody ball like that. He shut us up, but... You say Giannis versus KD. Why the hell is Giannis not versus KD on the defensive side?
They go out of their way, and I don't know if it's Budenholzer's decision or if it's Giannis's decision. They go out of their way to not put him on him.
That's the dumbest thing in the world.
You'd think it was, and you'd think that Giannis wants to go up against him.
That was an issue last year when they played us. Yep. People kept saying, why isn't he guarding Jimmy? Why isn't he guarding Jimmy? And Jimmy was going off for like 40 points.
You'd think that Giannis, and again, I don't know if it's Bud or if it's Giannis, but you'd think that Giannis would say, because he's the MVP, all right, I got to shut him down. Like, if anyone's going to shut him down, it's got to be me.
But one thing I've seen, you know I'm not a fan of LeBron, but one thing I've seen LeBron do down here, I've seen him doing in Cleveland, I've seen him doing in L.A., if a dude is going off,
he will stop them.
LeBron doesn't look to the sideline to look for approval.
True.
He'll look over and say, hey, I got him. Go, and he'll just switch off. I got him. Yeah, right. let me take this battle on. Is Giannis not have that? He's a two-time MVP. He doesn't have that.
I don't. Well, he obviously doesn't because it keeps happening. So
yeah.
I don't know. You'd think that it would be, when you say Giannis versus KD, towards the end there, it would literally be on each side of the court. Giannis versus KD.
Well, Hawk, when he gets to 20, okay. When he gets to 30, when he gets to 40,
we're in the fourth quarter. He's in 40. Let me take him.
Hey, let's switch here.
He may still do what he's doing, but he's going to do it over me.
Yes, yeah. I don't even think, like, football-wise, the coach calls the play. You have to do your job. Basketball, like, bro, me and you switch. It happens in a half a second.
Right.
Switch. That's all. It takes one word and a half a second to do. Giannis is pulling back. Giannis is upsetting me.
Let's get headlines here to start the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
I'm with you guys, by the way. It is weird that Giannis doesn't defend KD, but it's also easier to just say that, right? Because if you saw last night what Brooklyn was doing, Blake Griffin was screening whoever was covering Kevin Durant at half court.
Right.
Like, that doesn't happen in the NBA. You don't ever see somebody get a screen that high up the court. And then it's basically KD getting a switch and doing whatever he wants on whoever that person is switching on to him. And he has all that space to do it. Like, they're hunting for the switch. If you put Giannis on KD straight up coming up the court as he's walking the ball up the court, then you're pretty much guaranteeing Giannis to be out of any defensive scenario from half court down to the baseline. And you don't want that because you want Giannis Antetokounmpo, the longest player on the court and the best defensive player the Bucks have, to be in some sort of situation where he can make an impact defensively.
Right, but also you don't mind 4-on-4 if it takes KD out of the game, which is what you'd be doing in that scenario.
Yeah, I guess. It's just when you're getting
It's more attempts for Bruce Brown. If I'm Milwaukee and I can force the ball into Bruce Brown's hands, maybe I'm taking KD out of that play. I'm taking Giannis out of the paint, but I'm giving Bruce Brown another chance to get a shot blocked.
I heard it last night, Hawk. They said Giannis is one of the best weak side help defenders in the league. Okay, he can't weak side help defend on KD knocking down 49 damn points, Solana. Put him on KD. If they pick him at half court, he backs up a little bit. He goes around the pick and takes KD. Like, bro, come on now. Yeah. Stars should cover stars.
I'm with you. Like, I'm not giving Giannis a pass. I'm just saying it's not as easy as just, oh, go around the screen. Well, by the time he goes around the screen, KD's pulling up for a three-pointer uncontested. Like, that's why it's not just, oh, go around the screen, and that's why they're not doing it. I think it's more, hey, Sebor doubles at KD. Like, they last night said if Kevin Durant makes every shot over whoever's guarding him, they're going to win, and they were banking on that not happening, and it happened. Yeah. And you can't play the rest of the playoffs with hopefully Kevin Durant misses shots, because it's not even Giannis said it last night in the postgame press conference. Yeah, when he's making all those shots, I mean, there's nothing we can do. No, there is something you can do. Double team the guy and make James Harden, who's limping around the court, shoot the ball.
0 of 7, James Harden, I think, from 3 last night.
Yeah.
0 of 7.
Chest to chest with him. Because he couldn't run. They were right on him.
It was riding him around like in a baby Bjorn.
Had him strapped to his chest like the little man on Total Recall.
All right, what do you got for headlines, Solana?
Yeah, that series is going 7, by the way. I put money on the Bucks if I could right now in Game 6, because Jeff Green isn't making 7 of 8 three-pointers or whatever the hell it was. And Joe Harris looks lost, so that series is going 7.
Let me see what the line is for Game 6, because I don't think you're incorrect there. No. In fact, that brings up the Reggie Miller tweet from last night. Did you see Reggie Miller's tweet?
Dumbest thing I've seen.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Now, he'll say I never said that. I just said, does this beg the question? And what was it that you would rest KD, Kyrie, and James Harden for Game 6?
Yeah,
because
just
you feel
rest them all.
You feel like, hey, it's so Reggie Miller asked via Twitter. So for Game 6. If you're Brooklyn, do you just rest KD, Kyrie, and James Harden because you know it's going to Game 7, and that way those guys have had a couple extra days of rest?
The dumbest thing I've heard in my life. He needs to give his dentist a rest. Raggedy-ass bottom teeth.
Milwaukee right now is a 5.5-point favorite over Brooklyn tomorrow.
Ooh.
You're still ready to bet Milwaukee, Solana?
No, maybe
funny,
not, maybe
funny
not.
How Vegas makes it tougher. Funny right. How Vegas can make a sure bet, not a sure bet.
They go with Reggie's approach. Yes, I'm down with 5, but no, man, come
on.
Yeah,
they're a 5.5-point favorite. Wow. All right,
this
what do you got
update
for the headlines?
Yeah, the sports update is brought to you by Rubenstein Law. If you're injured in a car accident or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. They're also open on weekends. The Marlins, they just lost 1-0. Another one-run loss for the Fish in St. Louis. Yesterday was a walk-off by the Cardinals to top the Marlins. They get swept in St. Louis. Tonight in the NBA, Game 5, Sixers-Hawks, 7:30 p.m. start time. And then at 10 p.m., it's Jazz-Clippers. That's at 10 p.m. start time. No Mike Conley, and as we've been talking about all day, no Kawhi Leonard. He's out indefinitely. There's some more NBA news I'll get to in a second.
So the Sixers right now are a 7-point favorite over Atlanta. That line has gone up since the show started.
Wow.
And Utah is an 8-point favorite now over the Clippers. That line has gone up as well since the show started.
They make it so hard.
I know.
Come on,
I mean, man. Utah should really beat the Clippers by double digits, as far as I'm concerned, just because there's that mental anguish of losing Kawhi, and then also, you've lost Kawhi.
Yes. It's the logical side, and then it's that emotional. Yes,
there's
right.
Also, Kawhi is not out there.
Utah should run him off the court tonight.
Yeah, Chris Paul, by the way, also sidelined indefinitely after entering health and safety protocols. More in the NBA. Stan Van Gundy out after one season as the New Orleans Pelicans head coach. Scott Brooks, he's out as a head coach in Washington. LaMelo Ball, he was named Rookie of the Year. Jimmy Butler made the NBA's all-third team. And Mavericks general manager Donnie Nelson and the Mavs, they've decided to part ways.
All right.
Dwayne Wade Boulevard is officially official.
Yeah.
It was announced yesterday.
All right. I've been a big proponent of that for a long time. Glad it finally came through.
What did you say? You argue for days about this.
Well, when it's a lost cause, I jump on board.
You like the Cube now, too? Big fan of the Cube?
If they renew it for another season, I called it.
Finally, guys, this is interesting. I'm you know, really excited to hear both of your takes on this. A woman on TikTok is going viral after showing people how to get butter on all of your movie theater popcorn and not just the top layer. You know, movie theaters are opening up. People are getting vaccinated. And I think all of us would agree, movie theater popcorn, part of the experience. But there is that issue where the person or yourself, if you know you happen to be at a movie theater where the butter is just available to anybody, it only layers the top of the popcorn. And then by the time you're at the end of the movie, your popcorn is just salty but no butter. But here is how she fixed that issue. You take a straw, shove it one end down all the way into the popcorn, and you line it up with the butter dispenser. That way the liquid goes all the way down to the bottom, and then you pull it up as you're pouring it in, and it filters throughout the entire bag of popcorn.
It's very smart. That's very smart. I'm telling you, this TikTok and this Twitter and this MySpace and the chat rooms, you learn great stuff. No, honestly, TikTok, like TikTok and Instagram and Twitter, there are some really good life hacks. That's brilliant.
Well, put butter on the popcorn. You toss your bucket around. Let it rotate
through. You lose kernels that way.
You don't lose kernels.
Yes, you do. Oh, absolutely. Walk around the little butter dispenser and see how much wayward popcorn is all over the floor because of people like yourself. You know, some of us are cost conscious.
You have 1,000 kernels.
You want to throw those popcorns away, you knock yourself out. Not me, Jack.
Get the bucket that's refillable. You can refill it 8 times if you want.
I need to spend $60 on 800 pounds of popcorn.
You're going to chat rooms.
It's a very smart idea. You put the straw in there, and then you slowly either lower the bag or raise the straw. It's brilliant.
Right.
Bottomless popcorn's always like $2 more.
It's crazy. I mean, you want to be the fat oaf walking up there for the refill on the popcorn?
Yeah. How about the guy putting 8 gallons of butter on his popcorn through straws?
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
No, now the pressure is on, you know, the big movie theater chains, because I would imagine with COVID, certain protocols will be put in place. You know, that butter dispenser might not be available to the public, which I understand. I'm cool with that. But the pressure's on the big movie theater chains. Like, figure this out. Make your employees learn this hack, because I want, now that I know that, you know, I don't have to only have the top kernels with butter. Like, we've got to put an end to this problem.
Right, but I don't think it's a problem for the movie theaters because they're, you know, before the pandemic, they're doing just fine on popcorn sales without this life hack. And I defy you to tell the pimply-faced 16-year-old kid behind the counter, I'd like you to take a straw and slowly move it up the popcorn bag. I mean, the guy's going to call the H.A., whatever they call it, H.H. Greg on you. They're going to...
The car place.
They're gonna call somebody on you.
isn't the real pressure on the arteries and the heart of the people that are pouring
sure,
this butter in?
If you want to take a look at the big picture, sure.
Goodness gracious, you need that much butter?
Yeah, I don't even put butter on movie theater popcorn, to be quite honest. I do like when they have the seasoned toppings, you know, like the
white cheddar.
Yeah. I forget what it's called. Kernel seasonings.
I'm with
Give me
you
some
there.
Of that.
Like throwing some goobers in my popcorn.
All right. I got to get the clay. All right. You did enough fishing. All right.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Rojo solo vaso. Let's have a fiesta.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And it's brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. I'm going to have to allow those good vibes to permeate my system right now at 5:48 because I'm looking out the window. It's pouring rain. This drive to Boca tonight is not going to be pleasant. So I just have to allow the good vibes to permeate my being.
Don't get a roadie now.
So that, no, I'm not
okay.
getting a roadie.
No roadies.
No, I just want good vibes to permeate my ride home so I don't get worried about the traffic. And
there you go. Calm down, man. Take it easy.
Yeah, I'm going on vacation. I'm good.
There you go. Don't ride, drive crazy. Just stay in your lane.
I'm good. I'm going to be gone tomorrow and Friday and Monday and Tuesday. I'll be back Wednesday, but I'm going to leave you in very capable hands. Joe Zagacki, who we named permanent guest host on this show just a week or so ago. Joe Zagacki is going to be in with Crowder Thursday and Friday. Yep. And then Monday and Tuesday, Alejandro Solana will be driving the show. And I'm expecting him back in the studio. Now that I think about it, Steven, you should still drive the show. Solana can sit in here and do the show in here. That way Jimmy doesn't have to be bounced out of the proceedings.
I like your idea. I think we might have to go a little higher than us, though, you know?
Nah, okay. I'm good. Yeah. Let me sign off on this.
You know, I'm a bootlegging trustee.
I'm approving it. You free Monday and Tuesday, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm free.
All right, we'll see you here. There you go.
Let's see.
Are you coming in Monday and Tuesday, Solana? Is that your plan?
I want to. Yeah, that's the plan.
But have you been cleared?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not. My doctor's appointment, my post-op visit with my ortho is tomorrow, and I plan on telling him, hey, I want to go back to work. Like, unlock this brace for me.
Oh, so you're going to lay down the law, huh?
No, I'm going to tell him, look, you know, I'm on the AP track. I'm on the OBJ track, and I'm good. Unlock this brace so I can sit and I can do my show.
Hey, man, get you one of them little screwdrivers. I know how the brace looks. You can unlock it yourself.
All right.
Crowder's not even goofing because Crowder once lost fillings in his teeth and just put Gorilla Glue in there. I'm not even kidding. Steven's like, what?
You serious?
I'm not
but
even
look
kidding.
At his teeth now.
He does
look
not,
at his teeth
like,
now.
Excuse me? Crowder does not care about normal medical protocol.
No.
He can figure out. He can figure out.
Just go to someone's garage.
He will figure out. He's the straw in the popcorn bucket. He will figure out the hack.
Just, you know, everything goes on your insurance. They want to get their side. You're not getting me, sir. Figure this out myself.
You're not getting him.
No.
So if you need that brace loosened up, Solana, go hit the garage. See what you got in the toolbox. Loosen that thing up.
Yeah, man.
I'm just, you know, I'm just afraid of my knee rehabilitating.
All right, Forrest Gump. You're waiting for Dr. Cigarettes over there to loosen up the brace. Just do it yourself.
No, I'm just afraid of my knee.
Just run.
Rehabilitating the way Crowder's teeth rehabilitated after.
That's a fair point. No, that's a fair point.
You're crippled, and I'm going to see you in 5 days. Just reevaluate what you're doing right now.
That is a good point that he's made there, though. your medical procedures have not exactly, well, whatever. Somebody texts in, traffic sucks. Thank you. I had a feeling.
Bingo.
I had a feeling.
It's my soulmate.
We're all going to get through it together. Rains. It's rush hour. I mean, what are you going to do?
Just take it easy.
This is Miami. Yeah, take it easy. You put some music on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't become overwhelmed, guys.
You put on 790. You hear Dan Day. He's got Ticket Rewind coming up at 6 o'clock on 790. Put on 560, and you got Hurricane Rewind coming up on 560 QAM. I mean, easy peasy lemon squeezy.
I might just, what'd you say?
You know what I'm saying. All right, that is going to do it for us. Twan Russell is so good, man.
Yes,
Twan
was.
Russell, somebody texted in and said, hey, that guy should be on every week.
He's
too
hilarious.
Busy for us, man. Too busy. He's an athletic director now.
Oh, doesn't
time,
have an
man.
Easy job. Yeah, he big
Clay
time.
Clay Ferreira was with us in the 4 o'clock hour, and we went into the archives a couple times today with some of Solana's best work. So it's all up there on the podcast, the Odyssey app. Search Hockman and Crowder. Subscribe to the podcast. We would appreciate it. That will do it for us. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. Do drive safely. I'll speak with you next Wednesday. Crowder and Joe Zagacki will speak with you mañana.
Goofy. If Zion gets on your roof, you got to call J&K Roofing. He's going to break all the shingles, I'm telling you.
Our D coordinator, he's going to have to approve on that situation. I'm not going to make any decision for him. He got Hall of Fame in front of his name.
Is that JT?
Yes, sir.
Man, I whoop JT's ass.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need. You need, need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need. You need. Need.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.